Hearing none, this is postponed to the next meeting.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So I'll take the chair back. The
thank
next
you.
Item is, thank you very much, Sarv. The next item is on offering options on implementation policy if various options are adopted. I'm not sure what that means. Would somebody please describe it to me?
Yes.
Bob, is that the thing that we
that's
spoke
your
of
proposal,
earlier?
Proposal, Casey, that you
yes,
wrote.
Yes, well, here's the problem. There's no precedent for having bylaws amendments on the ballot before the voting membership of the foundation. So we don't have a procedure in place for how the argument will be made
Casey,
in the
Casey, excuse me, Casey, I'm sorry. That's not the question we're discussing now. That's the next question.
I'm sorry.
This is the earlier email that you sent to the board about how some people have raised questions about whether the bylaws language is clear as to how it would affect those delegates in office now who are elected in 06 or reelected, those who become elected in 07. So you wrote out a memo that kind of specified if this happens, they would be affected this way.
Right.
That's what we're talking about now. Do you have that memo,
well, I
handy?
Think-
Or do you want
well, what
to...
I've had to say is already in writing, so I don't need to
well,
kind of...
not every we can't assume everyone
no,
on the board has read
don't.
Your email. So do you have it handy, or do you want me to go through it?
Well, yeah, if you could go through it, because it is a bit complex. I read it aloud in the elections committee work group the other day, and it's pretty hard to follow if you don't have it in writing in front of you.
Okay. Because
the reason is that we started off with a partial term in 2003 for half of the board, and the question is how the term limits apply to the people who served a 9-month term and then a 3-year term after that, and it gets a bit tricky.
Well, can I at least read the general part that's pretty easy to understand on the phone? Okay, let me read the preface that you wrote, too, because I think that puts it in the context. In my capacity as National Election Supervisor, I issued a ruling on August 22, 2007, explaining how the term limits currently in the Pacifica bylaws would affect candidates for the LSB in the 2007 election. It was not appropriate at that time to issue a ruling on how the various proposed bylaws amendments on term limits might work, though I did issue a speculative statement on the subject to the PNB the previous day. A great deal of email has been generated debating implementation of proposed term limit changes. And at this point, it may be prudent for the PNB to adopt a motion detailing the various options. For your convenience, I offer you the following proposal, drawn from my previous statement and incorporating advice from Pacifica's legal counsel and suggestions from others as a draft. And I'll just read the first part before it gets into all the detailed, scenarios, because this is the principle that Casey's laying out. The Pacifica National Board determines, and this is a proposal that he would have for the board to adopt this language, as a simple motion, not as part of the bylaws amendment. The Pacifica National Board determines that the proposed bylaws amendments concerning delegate term lengths and term limits, if adopted by the membership in 2007, will be applied as follows to the delegates elected in 2007. Number one, the overall intent of the proposed bylaws amendments is that if adopted, A, if an extension of terms to 4 years is adopted, it would apply immediately to delegates elected in 2007 and thereafter, and B, any changes to existing term limits adopted by the membership would take effect at the end of the terms served by all delegates. And then it goes on to kind of spell out how that would affect all the different, people who were first elected in early 04 and then reelected in late 04 and people who were elected in 06 and reelected in 06 and so on. And I don't think it's necessary to spell that out now because we're obviously not going to vote on this now. But the idea was just so that there would be no confusion. Well, Casey, you can explain as to how the bylaw would be applied if it passes.
or not? I think the answer is no. He can't explain because he's not here. So
yes,
we'll. Oh, you are here.
Yes. Exactly. I mean, you say the bylaw is actually, you know, opposing bylaws. Well, one term, two term, no term. Proposed. You want me to explain each one?
No. Well, unless the board wants that explanation, I think it's premature in light of the postponement to do that tonight. I would urge people to go back and read that memo, and perhaps you could repost it for those who didn't see it so they have it at the top of their email inbox. It's very thoughtful in kind of going through people elected this year. The basic point is that no term limits would kick in until the next time they're eligible for re-election. Everyone would serve out their current term, or if they win this year and the 4 years is adopted, they get a four-year term, and then whatever the new rules are start being applied, whether it's, you know, that's it, one term and you're out, or two terms, you know, whatever the voters vote for would start at that point.
Well, that's right. The sitting members do not have their terms extended. The term change in length and in limits would only apply to newly elected members.
Right.
So where are we? Do we have a proposal on the floor, or is this not going to be put forward as a result of the postponement of the other items?
The latter point, not put forward tonight. But if there's because it's complicated, I think we should take 5 minutes if anyone has questions about it.
Okay. Would anybody like to ask any question about what's being suggested?
This
and
is Wendy.
If people could not, I'll shout out at once. Yeah, go ahead, Wendy.
How did we decide it wouldn't be presented?
The maker is not making it.
Wasn't that an elections committee and election supervisor proposal?
Oh, is it?
It's a proposal from the National Election Supervisor. He did not write this until after the last meeting of the National of the Elections Committee. So it's not coming out of the committee.
Well, it seems to me we could consider that still. Didn't it cover every base?
It did.
Tried to.
I'm not opposed to considering it. I just thought it might be a little odd when we're not voting on the underlying substance. But if people want to, we could try it. I mean, it's simply a kind of mechanical application of what this would mean, of what the different options would mean were they to pass. It's just making sure everyone is clear. There's no confusion after the election saying, wait a minute, I thought I would be allowed to run again or I wouldn't. You know, that's all.
Well, this is Wendy, and I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me, but doesn't it seem appropriate to consider it when some people may not still be clear on whether they can run or not?
Well, Mary Berg, can I?
Go ahead, Mary.
I'm not sure that this number of people who's on this call, I certainly think that Wendy's point is well taken. This should be put out. People should understand about it, but I don't know how we could vote on it except to vote that we should promulgate it more widely so that, but I there is very few of us and if to be voting on that, and how is that going to clarify anything for people, for potential candidates?
Well, we're the national board, is my comment.
But
would it be all right if you asked to be recognized before speaking?
Yeah, I think it would.
So my question
Thank
is,
you.
In view of the very few people relatively on this call, I'm not sure we should be taking this up now. It's fine to discuss, but I think we should not vote till we get a few more people here. It's not very representative.
Okay, is there a motion? By the way, we have 1 minute left on this item. Is anybody going to put forth a motion, or should we move the agenda?
I move that we consider the motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
A point of information, consider the motion. Does that mean discuss, and do we have to vote on it or not by discussing it? What is meant by that?
Well, actually, at this point, if there is a second, then the motion would be debated, but only after an extension of time. So if we didn't get an extension of time, we'd move directly to a vote on the motion. and it can be if we extend time to debate, then we can add time or amend or do anything we want.
Can I have a point of information?
Go ahead.
Has anybody read the motion? I've read the motion.
Yes, I have read it.
I've read it.
Okay, I've heard no second. I'm going to ask for a second, but please, if you're going to second, you need to be prepared that if there's no extension of time, we will vote the item immediately.
Okay.
I hear no second.
Sorry. Hello, Dave. May I be recognized? This is LaVarne. Yeah. Let me just point of order. I'm trying to understand. You're saying we're considering a motion, but now we're considering a motion to consider the motion?
Yeah.
No. I'm asking for a second. But what my point was
on
that
what?
At this time. Wait, because this the motion that I guess it's the proposal that Casey's made. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
About the structure of a ballot? Is that correct?
No. It's not the structure of the ballot. It's how the amendments would be applied if they were passed.
Let me point out to people that the email... Wait,
Casey, before you do it, I just want to explain this one other thing, that if it is seconded, then we will require an extension of time if we're to debate it. And if we don't get an extension of time to debate it, then we will move directly to a vote. Go ahead, Casey.
I just wanted to point out that the subject line on the email that I sent out at 7:27 last evening, that might be different in your local time, is note on term limit variable.
Right.
Okay. So is there a second?
That's how to find it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
Item E, implementation policy of various options that are adopted. That's what we're discussing. That's number one. And number two, we do not know.
But Barry hit a home run?
If they're going to be adopted at all. And why don't we discuss them after we adopt something?
Well, that's kind of debate on, that's arguing against a second. But I still haven't heard a second, so I'm going to just rule that we're at time and we're going to move to the next agenda item. This question can be brought up again at our next, the next time we consider these issues.
Dave,
yes,
Bob, just one clarification. Something was said before that's not accurate. No candidate would be, under any interpretation of anything being considered, no one would be barred from running. Casey's ruling on this subject stands and will not be changed by anything the board does. The only question is what happens after people are elected this year. So,
they get punished for having been so foolish as to run. That's what. We all know that.
Dave, this is LaVarne. I had a point of order. I don't think it was answered.
I didn't hear it. Go ahead.
Oh, this was previously. I was trying to understand. The motion is Casey's new motion and not the one that he had sent out, or is the motion when Wendy asked for the motion to be voted on? So I'm trying to understand, is the motion on the text of what Casey's doing, or is the motion on considering Casey's motion?
No, the motion was, my understanding is what Wendy did was she moved Casey's proposal. She made a motion.
Okay,
so now we're on to the last item, and it has to do with the question of how the question will be put to listeners. Bob, we left 10 minutes for this, was it?
15.
15. Go ahead.
Okay. Again, this is all in one sense premature now that we've postponed it. But on the other hand, since some members expressed concern about how it appears on the ballot, I think it would be good to do some work between now and the next meeting, which we haven't set the date of yet, and I have a proposal on that, in order to make it clear to everyone exactly how the options will be put together on the ballot. That's one issue to be decided. The other issue is, and Casey can address actually both of these, is that to be fair, the booklet that's sent to the voters needs to have either pro and con, or if all the options are being compared to each other, then just pro each of the different options, such as the The one he sent out today was, as a suggestion, would have, I think, six options. Council pointed out it needed to have the seventh option of no change. But whatever the number is, someone needs to be chosen by some process to write the argument for the voters as to why that option is good. And so he wanted some input from the board on how to do that. Casey, you want to add?
Well, that's basically it. As I was saying a bit earlier, we don't have a precedent for this. I think that if we lay out the ballot, as Wendy had suggested, with the different options combined, so that you have one option for three-year term, one-term limit, you know, three-year term, two-term limit, three-year term, no-term limits, et cetera, and then go through the same with the four-year terms if we put that on the ballot, that each of those options needs to have somebody advocating for it in the ballot pamphlet. So what we need to do is ask, presumably, PNB directors or LSB delegates or others to submit an argument in favor of the option that they prefer. And that way, if everybody submits those to me, then if there's more than one essay, and I would suggest maybe 200-250 words. So this is something also that has to be decided by the board, how long each of these statements in favor of one of the options should be. But if more than one person or group is advocating for a certain position, then I would get them together and say, well, maybe you could, you know, synthesize it and work out your statement so that everybody who wants to speak in favor of a particular option has the ability to do that in the ballot pamphlet before all the voters. Did I make myself clear? I'm not sure if I did.
Yeah.
Basically, there has to be arguments.
But you were clear, Casey. You were, Casey, you were perfectly clear.
Yeah.
That okay, there
thank
needs
you.
To be ballot arguments, and there needs to be a way to decide how those who presents those arguments.
Exactly.
And other structuring issues. So is there a motion before us on this question?
Yes, this is Bob. I have a motion.
Go ahead.
Okay, and I'll email it as soon as I read it. The PNB creates an ad hoc bylaws amendment working group to convene a teleconference no later than Thursday, September 20th, to recommend to the PNB a general approach to the design of the ballot. A general approach to the design of the ballot for the bylaws amendment, and to advise the National Election Supervisor on the choice of writers for the arguments concerning the various amendment options to be included in the voter booklet. The group shall include PNB members appointed by the chair with balanced representation of different views, plus the National Election Supervisor and, as needed, Pacifica's legal counsel. The PNB will meet by teleconference on Friday, September 21st, to discuss, and I just changed this in light of what happened earlier tonight. So it was just going to be limited to these narrow issues, but now that we postponed the big issues, it'll read, PNB will meet by teleconference on Friday, September 21st, to discuss the remaining unresolved issues concerning the bylaws amendments and any other urgent matters.
Bob, before I ask for a second, can you change that to meet subsequently? Because there may be diversity of opinion on the date, and so rather than having to divide the question, if
sure.
Just leave that open,
okay.
We can do it. So actually, why don't you say meet before the September PNB in-person meeting, because just so people know, if a ballot's going to go out, there's a time constraint, and it has to be ready earlier.
Right.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I second it, Ray.
Okay, it's available for debate.
Second.
Who would like to
Mary Berg,
speak,
second.
Bob, did you in your presentation motivate it? Only half my brain is working at this point.
Sure, I'll be brief.
Okay.
Well, there are these issues that there's been so many points to think through about this. That and Casey, of course, has had his hands totally full with running the regular election, not to mention this ballot initiative question. So, you know, there hasn't been time to work out these issues up until now. But I think, you know, a lot of people have had some good suggestions, and we just need to have a working group to roll up their sleeves and work out all the nitty gritty. You know, how would the ballot look? How would you present the options? How should they be connected? Should there be 7 different options, or should be broken up into, you know, if you want a 4-year term, then a second question, or all of those sort of issues to be hashed out, brought back to the board, and then also this question of writers to advocate. We just need some thinking through, and it shouldn't happen on a board call. It should happen in a smaller working group.
Okay, Bob, would you like to speak opposed to the motion?
May I just add something to the debate?
Sure.
And that is, we're dealing with a tight timeline here. And on September 25th, all the candidates will be turning in their statements to go into the ballot pamphlet. If we could get the other statements in advance of that, that would greatly help the process of getting the ballot pamphlets to the printer.
Okay, that'll be something that's relevant to when we schedule the next meeting. The working group, as a small group, can respond to your your suggestions for a meeting quickly. As a working group, also, they won't be constrained by the notice requirements. So is there anybody who would like to speak opposed to the motion? Okay, hearing no
opposition. This is Ray.
Go ahead.
I'm so sorry, I was on mute. Please put me on the stack.
Okay.
Bob, please address to Bob. What is the advantage of your formula vis-a-vis sending it back to the election committee?
The elections committee doesn't have a meeting scheduled until September 24th. That's too late to meet the deadlines KC needs to meet to get the ballot print, the ballot materials printed.
Wendy.
I have already stated this, that I think that it is actually truly important that all of the assemblies vote on the same thing. And I appreciate so much all the work that's gone into this thing, and I'm kind of with Ray on this. I maybe should go back to the elections committee, although, I don't know, I think that it needs to be clear to everybody who's voting. I appreciate KPFK going out of their way to vote on it now. I know BAI had a meeting last night. I haven't heard that they voted on this, but we need to have something clear that's the same things that all the members vote on. The voting members are the PNB, the delegates assemblies, and the listeners. I have a question about, I appreciate that Casey listened to my concern about voting on the 3 parts separately. And what I don't get is when he said, okay, well, then we'll vote on 1 3-year term, 2 3-year terms, unlimited 3-year terms, 1 4-year term, 2 4-year terms, unlimited 4-year terms. When we're talking about changing the bylaws the way they are now, it was never an option to change it to less 3-year terms or unlimited 3-year terms. The whole reason we're having this bylaws amendment is to talk about changing it to odd numbered years and 4-year terms. So, I am kind of concerned that we get off into a whole nother thing where we don't make a decision and make a convoluted thing. So I would just think that either the regular elections committee or Casey could do it himself really more clearly than forming another working group. And that working group hasn't scheduled either. I think the elections committee could call a special meeting if they had to. But, it needs to be clear. That's my point.
Okay. Anybody want to speak in favor or opposed to the motion?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Mary Berg, I'd like to speak in favor.
I think it's a very good...
Opposed or in favor?
I'm speaking in favor.
Okay, go ahead.
So I think, on speaker, so, okay, yes, I'm very much in favor of it. I think that since this is now at the PNB, the election committee has done its work, it's completed its work, and this is now at the PNB level, and it is the PNB that is asking some questions and needing to tweak, and it's the PNB members that are in attendance at this meeting and are listening to all of the commentary. That it should be a small ad hoc committee group that are wordsmiths and can help Casey, because no one person can think of all of the ins and outs and don't know the profile of this particular board and how much clarification it may or may not need. And so I think it's really important to form that group, let it meet immediately, and work it out. It's the most efficient way to proceed.
Okay, Mary, you said you were speaking in favor, so before I recognize you, is there anybody who's speaking opposed? Okay, I'll hear one more in favor, then if anybody is opposed after that, one more, and then I think we should vote. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, I really think we should go ahead and do this now. I don't think we have to bump it back to this committee or that committee. I agree with Lydia. The several of us on here have been very involved with this issue for years, but certainly through this. And I think we don't need, it's not rocket science. I think just a few of us could get together and put this, and put it together. And I don't think it would take that much, it wouldn't be that big a deal, but I think we shouldn't wait. I think we should just do it and get it over with. So let's just do it tonight, form the group, see who wants to be on it. And proceed from there. Just anybody, the people that have been involved and want to be on it will probably want to come forth.
Okay, is there, before we go to a vote, is there any further opposition to the motion? Okay, will you call the roll, Mary?
Okay.
Is the motion to form a working group to resolve issues of ballot presentation, essentially?
Did you want to see if anyone's opposed? I call a roll.
I heard at least one opposed. Is anybody okay? Is anybody opposed? Wendy, I'll wait for you to unmute.
I'm unmuted. I'll not oppose it if I'll be on the committee.
Well, no, the motion doesn't say, and Wendy should be on the committee.
Well, can you just restate that? How would the committee be formed?
Yes. The group shall include PNB members appointed by the chair with balanced representation of different views, plus the National Election Supervisor and, as needed, Pacifica's legal counsel.
I'm not opposed.
Okay.
Oh, I'd like to amend.
Right.
Point of information.
Go ahead, LeVon.
Yeah.
Okay, let me take a point of information first,
okay.
LeVon, and I'll recognize you. Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned the ballot, but I presume that includes ballot pamphlets.
Yes.
That was the intention, the ballot
Yes,
LeVon.
Yeah, I was thinking of amendments that I'm not sure if I heard correctly that the only members of this working group are PNB members. I would like to at least have two members from the election committee on the working group.
I would second that.
The amendment is that the committee include at least two members. Now, LeVon, is your intent that two non-PMB members from the elections committee?
That would be that. That's what that would include, because otherwise they're PMB members.
Okay, so the amendment is to add to the committee two or at least two.
I said at least two.
Since there's more than there may be more than two positions, and the intent is to balance different positions.
Yeah.
So at least two non-PMB members from the elections committee to be added to the work group.
Yes.
And it's been seconded. Actually, that was time. Does anybody want to extend, say, four minutes to allow debate on the amendment? Otherwise, we go to a vote on all pending questions.
I move to 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second.
Is there any objection? Okay, I think LeVon motivated it. So is there any opposition?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
I mean, I think, as I said before, it has the general discussion has left the elections committee, and it is now at the PMB level. I really think it needs to be executed in the way that it was proposed, because if you get it too large, it becomes unwieldy in terms of wordsmithing, which is where we are. It's just a layout. It's, you know, laying out of a pamphlet. It's just going to be too cumbersome to get it back to us in a timely fashion.
Who would like to speak in favor of the amendment?
LaVarne?
LaVarne, if you feel you didn't properly motivate it, I'll recognize you to do that, and then I'll hear another in favor.
Well, I could,
but
I LaVarne, could do it.
Wait, before you do that, sorry, did you have a point of information?
Yes, I did.
Go ahead.
When you say the structure of the pamphlet, does that mean total structure of the pamphlet or just this item?
I meant everything, because, well, there are two issues at play here. One is how the argument, how the NES is going to deal with the question of, the NES wants advice on how to deal with the question of how the arguments pro and con are going to be represented in the booklet. And then in addition, there's the question of how, given the potential ambiguities created by the interaction between term length and term limit, how we would structure the vote so that it's consistent with the votes that all the bodies are taking and is legal and the rest of it. So those and any other issues, I'll bet if somebody sits down and thinks about it, they'll think of something else. So what we're saying is we're going to create a working group to deal with the presentation of these issues to the voters.
Of presentation on this item of proposed changes?
Well, on the item of the ballots concerning the bylaws amendment.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Okay. So, LaVarne, Wendy says she can make your argument for you. Do you agree with her, or do you want to motivate your motion further before she speaks?
No, that's Wendy. Please go for it.
She has no idea what I'm going. She doesn't know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to argue in favor of the motion, because the Elections Committee has already spent considerable time on this, and I'm assuming there are different viewpoints on the Elections Committee, and we on the PNB are extremely overworked, and you know already we have so many commitments, and so I just think that it's a good thing to involve a couple of members from that committee, and you know you guys don't need me coming in and telling you after you've done all this work that I'm going to vote against it. And so I think it's also a good thing to we need a little collaboration here, and I think it's a good motion, and I urge everyone to vote for it.
Okay, who would like to speak opposed?
Mary Bergs, I think I will.
Go ahead, Mary. Well, is there anybody who has
Wait,
spoken
I did
yet?
Speak against
because Mary and Lydia
speak.
Have both spoken.
Right.
Is there anybody
One information, Mr.
Yeah, go ahead, Tarf.
This is we're talking about just the amendment, LaVarne's amendment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, if there's no further debate, then we'll move to a vote. First on the amendment, will you call the roll, Mary? This is to amend to include at least the ad hoc working group will include at least two non-PMB members selected from the elections committee.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes, Bob?
There were two speakers against, and so, or I'm sorry, two speakers for, and so you had invited a second speaker again.
Oh, I didn't hear anybody. That is
no, Mary. Mary had volunteered, and you just asked if someone had.
I had already spoken once on it, once against it, I believe. That's why I.
Oh, I don't recall you speaking on this issue. I heard you speak on.
You didn't.
I actually didn't speak on LaVarne's, did I? No, I spoke on before that.
I was just asking if there was anybody else who wanted to speak. But if you want to speak on this, you haven't spoken on it yet. So if you do want to speak on paper,
yeah,
go ahead.
True. I did not. I noticed here on my notes. Okay. I don't think this needs to include people for and against things that were on the election committee necessarily. It's just, Lydia is so right. It's just wordsmithing. And it's just to make things intelligible to the listener and anybody who feels... they have an interest in that, in making sure the listeners understand what the options are, as so to make them clear and as clear and fair as they can be. And the listeners, I agree, well, they don't need to be politicized. We're not trying to find people to do that. And if we just take the PNB, I think I agree with Lydia about what she said about PNB members, but also I think if we don't need to go, and if we want somebody else, we'll have to go find if they're available, if they can do it, blah, 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 and it'll delay it. Let's just do it and get the people picked tonight. And I would be in favor of finding who wants to do it, and then the chair picks from those people, and we just, it's done. We can begin to proceed and set up the time and get it going. And that's a big reason why I don't think it matters so much who's on it, is that we get it going.
So okay, we're at time, so if you'd call the roll, Mary,
okay.
You vote yes if you would like the committee to amend the motion to include two non-PNB members of the Elections Committee.
Okay.
On the ad hoc working group.
Okay. Laverne Williams.
Of course.
Yes. Well, I have to ask you, you know. Sarv Randhawa. I'll come back to Sarv, I guess. Chandra Hoffman.
I pass.
Okay. Mary Berg. I vote no. Don White.
Pass.
Okay, Margaret Prescott, are you present? Okay, Lydia Brazan?
No.
Michael Woodson?
No.
Sandra Rawline? Sandra?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, thank you. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Ray LaForest?
I pass.
Lisa Davis? Lisa, if you're there, it's #1. A.C. Berg? A.C. Berg, #1, if you're there. Rip Robbins?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Sarv Randhawa, are you voting?
Mary?
Yes.
Go ahead. What's that?
I ask you, are you voting to yes or no on Laverne's amendment to include...
Please not do that.
No.
Don't do what?
The member's amendment.
Thank
you.
No. He doesn't want...
Are you voting no?
The member not be allowed to vote.
No.
No. Okay, wait. Can I please hear Sarb's vote?
No.
Thank you. Chandra Hauptmann?
I vote yes.
Let's see. Don White, you passed.
I vote yes.
Margaret Prescott? Or you on the call? Bob Lederer, let's see. Ray LaForest, you passed.
I vote no.
Lisa Davis, are you present? Lisa Davis. Okay. A.C. Bird. Okay. I guess, is there anyone that wants to vote whose name I did not call? Okay. It's one. Two, four, five, yes, and one, two, three, four, five, six, no. So, and there is one abstention.
So I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Did the motion prevail or fail? Does the amendment prevail
or fail? Five, yes, and six, no.
Okay,
so
it does not prevail. Okay, so now the main motion, is there any objection to the main motion?
Yes.
Okay, will you call the roll, please, Mary?
Okay.
Could you repeat the main motion for those of us who have a hard time following up?
Thank you. Sorry about that. Bob, would you please read the main motion?
The PNB creates an ad hoc bylaws amendment working group to convene a teleconference no later than Thursday, September 20th, to recommend to the PNB a general approach to the design of the ballot for the bylaws amendments and to advise the National Election Supervisor on the choice of writers for the arguments concerning the various amendment options to be included in the voter booklet. The group shall include PNB members appointed by the chair with balanced representation of different views, plus the National Election Supervisor and, as needed, Pacifica's legal counsel. The PNB will meet by teleconference before the September 28th to 30th in-person meeting to discuss the remaining unresolved issues concerning the bylaws amendments and any other urgent matters.
May I offer a friendly amendment? I hope it's friendly. Change the 20th?
We're at time, and no, the timing is something that group can work out as needed to be sensible.
Well, I will say that this is a moot point if it doesn't meet till the 20th, because we only have 18 days.
Casey, I'm sorry. We're going to go to a vote. The body can work out what it needs to do to make its existence not a moot point. Will you call the roll, please, Mary?
Okay. Let's see. Rip Robbins, are you there? Rip Robbins.
Abstain.
You abstain. You are there. Okay. A.C. Byrd. A.C. Byrd. Okay. LeVarne Williams. Okay.
Wait a minute. Oh, I abstain.
Okay. I'm sorry. What about the other voice I heard? A man?
I don't know. There's no one here with me, but
no, but I wondered if it was A.C. Byrd. It kind of sounded.
Oh, okay.
Are you talking, AC?
That's awesome.
Okay, not there. Okay, Sarv Randhawa.
Yes.
Chandra Helpman. Chandra?
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Mary Berg says yes. Don White?
Abstain.
Margaret Prescott? Left the call, I think. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Let's see. Michael Woodson?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes. Let's do it.
Yeah. You vote yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sandra Rawline?
Abstain.
Abstain, thank you. Wendy Thrill?
Yes.
Okay, Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Ray LaFleur?
Sorry, what are we voting on?
On the main motion that Bob Lederer just wrote to have
okay.
The...
Yes, definitely.
Voting yes. Okay, Lisa Davis, are you present? Are you voting? Okay. Let's see. Chandra, you passed?
Abstain.
You abstain. Okay. Is there anyone wishing to vote whose name did not get called? Hello? Anyone voting? A.C. Byrd? Anyone? Lisa Davis? Okay, I hear little blips.
No, that was just me getting back on.
Oh, you were getting back on.
Yeah, my phone died.
Okay, then that's it, I guess. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes. There are 0 no's, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 abstentions.
Okay, that passes.
So
thank you
passes.
Very much, everybody. If people can email me then and indicate their desire to serve and whatever position they feel needs to be represented, so I have a sense of what the range is, I'll turn that around with it, let's say, by Sunday night. So if anybody,
Sunday night? Anybody, okay.
Sunday night. So please, tonight
okay.
or tomorrow, email me on that.
Point of information, Dave. Yeah, can you just put out a quick email tonight or tomorrow morning to the people who weren't, to the whole board, which will include the people who weren't here, just to invite anyone.
Actually, can I ask the secretary to do that, Mary?
Yeah,
would
sure.
you be able to do that?
I will do
Thank
that.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Can I just ask a question? We didn't decide how many people would be on this committee.
It depends on what the diversity of opinion is. The motion calls for it to be balanced in terms of diversity of position.
So what are we going to declare exactly? For or against what?
It's what your positions are on the various issues. Mary, if you could please in your email send out the two issues that have been put before us by Casey as to what needs to be solved. One is the question of how the arguments are presented in the ballot pamphlet. The other is how the ballot itself is to be constructed to account for the different possibilities that are created by the vote of the PMB and the LSBs, okay, to make it clear
Don,
if people
can Don White
write here. About they can write about whatever they want on this, and I'll be able to determine from what they tell me what the range of opinions are. Don?
Yeah.
Is it something
quick
because we're at time for the
yeah,
item?
Yeah, well, I just on a procedural thing, I would suggest that Casey also send an email ASAP outlining the concerns around timeline so that this group knows what he needs to have by when to facilitate the inclusion in the materials that are going to be mailed. I think he's expressed earlier a real concern on timeline, so I think Casey's timeline concern should be included in that.
Okay, you want me to
find
PNB?
Yes, Casey, if you could please send to the PNB whatever you think it needs to know about this process, its timeline and its content. Okay?
Yes, I think what I should do is probably do it as a response to the secretary's note.
Whatever works. Thank you.
Wait, so I'm sorry, I didn't hear what...
He's not going to do anything until you do something.
That's
I don't
right,
think
Mary.
It should
what
be a response. I would like to say, I don't think it should be a response to what I'm saying. I think, why don't you send me what you have and I'll incorporate the whole.
Hello, we're not going to debate this now. We're at time on the item.
Okay.
People can figure this out via email.
Well,
okay,
may I ask Casey to send me what he does and then we can work it so that's the same. I don't think we should have
to. I would like
things.
Casey and Mary to communicate via email and not any further now
okay,
on this meeting with plenty of people listening.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the proposed and thank you, Don, for pointing that out. The next item is the consideration of the and Casey, thank you again. I'm sorry to cut you off a couple times. Thank you for all your work, and thank you for coming on the call.
I understand.
Tonight.
May I make a closing note? I take it you're moving off of elections.
I'd really rather you didn't, unless it's urgent.
Well, it's just an announcement. Please get your candidates getting their petitions into the local election supervisors, don't wait till the last day, as you often do. Please,
let's
try to get this done as soon as possible, so we know how many candidates we have and all that.
Thank you.
You know, you can
download
all the materials.
Casey, this is an appeal to members network wide. The board understands the urgency. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you all.
So the next item is the proposed Democracy Now! Contracts agreement. We have 25 minutes for the item. So the listeners are aware at our last teleconference, because the contract is a financial matter and there's some, you need to be able to discuss a variety of relationships and the rest. The discussion was in executive session about different contract elements. One of the members argued that based on the controversy about the passage of the prior contract, that this body should actually go through the final approval process in public session, and the board agreed to that. So Lonnie Hicks has been a point person on the negotiation, and Lonnie's going to present the status of the negotiation and the agreements reached by the negotiating team in Democracy Now!, which will then be voted on by the board. Lonnie, do you want to present the matter as it stands now?
Yes, I guess so. Can you hear me good?
Not really well. If you could get closer to the microphone or shout a little, it would be better.
I'll speak up if I can. As most of you know, we have a contract with Democracy Now! Contract has a 5-year length, and September 30th is the end of the 5-year term. So negotiations were begun several months ago to look at the new contract at this point for 5 years. The board had appointed a negotiating team, which included, first of all, a larger number, 7 or 8 people, and the team itself winnowed down our numbers to about 3 or 4, who took the contract through its completion with input from general managers, from affiliates, the coordinator, myself, Greg Guma, and several board members. AC had participated, as well as Dave, and we went through the contract, line item by line item. At that point, what we did was we saw that there were several issues over, I think we had a list of at least 8 or 9, 10 issues. And we decided to look at what the critical issues were and narrowed it down to 3 critical issues, which we started to do the detailed negotiations around. And those 3 critical issues were the issue of what the increment would be for the contract, that is, how much the increase would be. Democracy Now! Initially had proposed 6%. We ultimately agreed to a 4% increase for Democracy Now!, a flat rate without change of 6 or 10%, but a flat rate of 4% over the next...
Annually,
over the next 5 years. The second issue was around publicity and promotion. That issue centered on 2 or 3 items under publicity and promotion. One of them was the size of a banner that had been on Democracy Now!'s website for some time. And I think we brought that issue to the board. And the proposal was to increase the size of that banner and have it also be placed above the fold, so to speak, so it's visible when anyone goes to the Democracy Now! Website. The importance of the banner is that is, as listeners come from to visit the Democracy Now! Website, or as visitors are referred to that site, or as listeners come to that site that which Amy herself might refer, it would give Pacifica a chance to have those same listeners, some of which Pacifica listeners, be redirected to Pacifica events and to Pacifica schedules, even Pacifica's grid, because that banner could be used by us and updated on our schedule, more or less, so that those listeners could be reacquired. And also, it would give us access to a significant portion of Democracy Now!'s audience, at least their website traffic, that we had not had before. So it's critical. I don't know what the number of hits on that site is, but I've heard that it sometimes gets up to 600,000 in a month. That's quite a bit. And that means that we would have access, presumably, for publicity and PR purposes through that banner means. The banner I sent along, they did a mock-up for us, and I sent along a copy of it today so you could see how it looks. The second issue under promotion was how Pacifica would be introduced by Amy at the beginning of her show. And current practice is she opens the show, as most of you know, with the words "from Pacifica." So we are, I think, the only one mentioned in the opening to her show. Her feeling was that was a very prominent place on that show. Members of the committee felt that she should consider a more specific way of making her listeners aware that Democracy Now! Is substantially supported by Pacifica. She made 2 suggestions, and the 2 suggestions you'll see in the correspondence I sent along. One of them is going with alternating with frontpacifica.org. A person on our team felt that referring people back to our website could also be an additional benefit other than the banner, and that's true. She made the proposal, and most members of our team said, fine, but we need to see how not only that issue and other issues might work out. And I think AC felt strongly we need a working liaison group. That is to say, we need to have continuing discussions with them over the course of the contract to work out issues that we hadn't gotten to in the specific languages. So they sent along an email a couple of days ago saying they did agree to having a liaison from each negotiating team look at contract issues. There were other issues that we did discuss, including how Democracy Now! Promotes Pacifica in turn under the current contract term in terms of with other affiliates. That is, as Democracy Now! Makes contact with an affiliate or a potential affiliate, how they would make that affiliate aware of its relationship to Democracy Now! And the contract has some pretty specific language that requires them to make the affiliate aware of Pacifica as the an affiliate. And those affiliates in the current contract language should be referred to Pacifica, those potential affiliates. And there's some more detail around that, and I won't go into it. At our July board, as I recall, the contract, as you know, was debated fairly extensively. And the motion that was produced basically said that the contract was approved with a stipulation. And the stipulation was that the issue of the banner be worked out. And the language that was proposed and more or less agreed to was the banner proposal is a little bit smaller than what we originally requested, but not as small as what they were currently having on their site. And it wasn't for more positions. So you get a copy of that in the email I sent. It's called mock-up. Also sent along is the entire original contract, for those that want to read it. And then there is the language changes proposed. And they're just very, very, only five items in what they had produced in terms of what the changes in the contract would be. And I think we went over this. I won't repeat it. It was a difficult negotiation. And although since even July they have steadily tried to meet some of the concerns, and I put those in here to summarize there are pros and cons on this contract, as everybody knows. And I think that most of the committee, all of the committee except Dave, has a very different point of view. And, of course, valid points that he makes about how audience drift from Pacifica Democracy Now! Is a real concern. I think I speak for most of the committee, but AC and the rest of the committee members can speak up for this. I think this is a good contract, not so much on the dollars, and certainly not so much on the audience. But what it does offer is opportunity for Pacifica to gain access to Democracy Now!'s audience, and certainly website traffic in a way we have not had before. It offers us a continuing ability to negotiate with them around issues that are of concern to us in the contract. That's good. And it also gives us the opportunity to have Democracy Now! Introduce Pacifica in that morning show each morning in a different way than they have at least recently. Finally, I'll close with, and folks can speak for themselves, but the general managers, you know, work very closely with Democracy Now! My reading is that most of them were strong in terms of wanting this contract to go through and wanting to work with Democracy Now! In their relationship despite the issues and problems that they would identify, but none of them were deal breakers.